Hello, I'm Anne Temkin, the Marie-Josée and Henry Kravis Chief Curator of Painting and Sculpture here at the Museum of Modern Art. In 1971, artist Ellsworth Kelly created this series of 14 large paintings in his studio in Chatham, New York. The works are made from pairs of colored panels joined together in an inverted L shape. This was the first time the artist experimented with such a compositional arrangement. He limited his colors to a narrow range: black, white, red, blue, yellow, and green. Kelly did not set out to make a systematic or comprehensive series. Instead, as always, he proceeded by intuition to arrive at the final number of paintings and the color combinations in each. For every painting, the artist mixed a new batch of paint, making unique colors for each painting, and as a result, no two are exactly alike. I visited Ellsworth Kelly at his studio in the summer of 2012 to discuss his work.
All my colors are mixed in depth in order to paint. I put white in the colors. Sometimes I don't like a brash color. Most of my colors, like the reds and yellows and greens too, in the blue, have bits of white in it to make it more restive. Every time I mix a blue, I don't know what I'm coming up with.
Looking at the surface, you can make out Kelly's brush strokes, but just barely. Rather than revealing a personal painting style or gesture on the canvas, he was more interested in creating a work that would relate to the space around it.
I wanted to get it as quiet as possible because I didn't want your eye to concentrate on the surface. With my pictures, I felt like I'm using the space between the picture and the viewer to concentrate on. So that I don't want marks. It's a big mark. It's a hole.